Why?
Okay. So before we move on to the sugya of the Geirushin, I thought this Aruch HaShulchan was very interesting. It really pertains to yesterday's sugya. It's not Geirushin related, but since it came up at the end of Shir, I thought it'd be kedai to just spend a minute or two going through it. No, not what's that?
It's
kedai
for.
Very good. Smooth, smooth.
I can't take credit for that.
That's good. I like that. I like that.
You mean you heard it somewhere else?
That's rabbi humor. That's good.
It is rabbi humor. Like to get the kids along.
Markowitz, why don't you guys move a little closer? Don't be michutz lamachan over there. What? You like it over there? Okay. Sounds like this. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Ksiv ki yikach ish isha." Again, the Gemara has been insistent that the man be the taker, and in the case of the divorce, the man be the one to release the woman, not that he deposits himself or removes himself from the marriage. Yikach ish isha malame chakidushin hu shelokcha elav, that he takes her to him. Va'omer lo harei amikudashesli avalosh yikach es atzmo eleha, not that he forces himself onto her. Kigon sheyomar lo hareini isheich, hareini baaleich, hareini aruseich. If a person would do that, as we said, ain kan beis mechush. Why? Da'abal hu hakone v'lo hanikne. He has to be the one to acquire. He's not selling himself. Lachin afilu diber imal iske kiddushin. This was the case we saw yesterday in Mishonah. They're talking about kiddushin. All right, things are working out. I think we should get married. No, let's book a hall. And then he goes ahead and he says, Hareini Sheikh. So Aruch HaShulchan says, Ein Zeklum. Why? Because he's holding like those shitas that say, Degara Mishasika. It's worse than Shasika. Why? What did he do when he went ahead and he said, Hareini Sheikh? Remember what the Tosfos Rihazakin said? Right. He said, if you were quiet, what would happen?
Good.
Why?
Because the maven that would happen before was what you meant.
Exactly, because when you said let's get married, so that dibor was what's fueling you and what's propelling you forward. But when you go ahead and you say after having the conversation, then you go ahead and say Harini Sheikh, says you're mava'er, you're explaining that really that's what you're doing, and you're redefining the nature of the kinyan in a way that's wrong. So you're describing kinyan doesn't exist. The whole kinyan is bad. The whole kiddushin is no good. It touches and concerns the etzem of the kiddushin, not necessarily the amira alone, as perhaps the other position maintained. The kilkel bidiburo, you messed it up, bidiburo. What we mekalkel? You mekalkel the kiddushin. You mekalkel the kiddushin bidiburo. V'yesh machmirin. Some say kishadiber ima al iske kiddushin. V'yesh omrim dehavi kiddushin gemurin. Some say it's definitely kiddushin. In this case, who is that? That was the man d'amar that the Tosfos requotes, right? That it's definitely good kiddushin. And others say, what does it mean when he says it's machmirin? What did you think that meant?
Stringent.
Yes, it means stringent. What in the context of?
Like it's so good.
Machmirin sounds like you're going to be machmir to treat it like a suffi kiddushin, to treat it like a possible kiddushin, right? Because he's getting three opinions. First opinion is not good at all. Second opinion is some are machmir, and some say it's definitely good. So if one is definitely no good and one is definitely good, machmirim sounds like you're machmir that it's potentially good, which means you're going to require the woman to get a get. Right? That's why it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah to say that you might be mikudashas. You follow that? Well, if she wants to get married now, we're saying we're not really sure whether you have good kiddushin or not. So in order to get kiddushin going forward...
I thought they were being machmir, like it's never going to be like a shark.
No, that's...
I thought the other way.
Right, I think when he... That's the first opinion that he's mentioned. That's right, definitely no good.
Wait, what did you
that's
say?
Not a chumrah.
Do you mean for divorce or
to get married?
Right now, I'm not sure whether you're mikudashas or not.
Okay.
Right. I'm not sure if it's good kiddushin or not. So I'm saying potentially it might have been good kiddushin. Right. We call it kiddushin misafik. But this is not our issue for the moment. This is all old news. Now he says the following. V'yeshom d'havi kiddushin gemurin d'dafka liskadish b'loshem zeh. Yafshar. Aval lo gara mishasika. V'yesh l'hachmir ulu hatzricha get. Again, there you see. He says it openly. His chumrah is to say you need a get. V'das harosh v'atur v'asholchan aruch k'dei rishona. Like the first opinion, that it's not good. V'im omar shnei l'shonos b'yachad. How about this? How about you say to her, you're my wife and I'm your husband. Together. Or I'm your husband, you're my wife. What do you say in that case? I'll say it again. What happens in Omar Shnei Lashonos Biyachad? Hare at Ishti. There, Hare Ni Ishech.
Problem. The first part sounds good.
Okay.
The second part sounds like it's the reverse.
So
it's been validated.
Well, that's clear. In a normal case, if I would have said the second lashon alone, it would be no good. Here I said both. I said, I'm your husband. I'm sorry, you're my wife and I'm your husband.
The second language would nullify the first one.
It would nullify.
It depends. That's how we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned if you already fulfilled your requirement of Amira, maybe whatever you say after that won't matter.
Okay. Listen to what he says. Tell me what do you think he means. Nearly, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the have a Kiddushin Gemurin. Definitely a good Kiddushin. See, I think it's a good Kiddushin. Why? Demiyad kisha omah harei ad ishti miskadashas. Right? Pesach gave a good mushal before. He said, if you're in the end zone and you catch a football, it's a touchdown. The fact that you drop it a second later, or whatever the time is, we don't know exact the time requirement, but whatever it is, after, once it's considered complete, it's complete. If I do something else after, that's not part of the play, right? So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying. You say, you're my wife, right? And now then you say, I'm your husband. It don't matter. So it's for the Kiddushin, Archal.
I said that previously about the when the woman would say, when after they have a conversation, he gives the ring, and then if the woman says something...
Right. They're already shown in the hole that way. They're already shown in the hole that since the Amir is not necessary at that point, what the woman says...
Right.
Yes. There are those that hold that way. And that seems to be consistent. But he goes further here. And he says, what's the nature of what he says after that? It's like he's saying, oh, you know, you're my wife and I love you. You're not going to say that's a psul, right? Because the Maisa Kiddushin was fueled by what? By the correct lashon. Then you went ahead and you said something else. But don't detract from what you did because it's nothing. It's like you said, I love you. However, he says, some say, no, this is really not so clear that it's good kiddushin. It's only suffic kiddushin. Why? What's the problem here? He's saying some say it's a problem. Why? Because the language that you're presenting indicates that the process is taking place in two ways. What are the two ways? You're acquiring and you're also selling. Right? You're acquiring her and you're selling yourself. That's the Yesh Omer, Yesh Machmir, that say it's a problem. Now, it's very similar to what Rav Moshe Feinstein speaks about in one of his tshuvos, what was very popular in the previous times. It's known as double ring ceremony. Rabbi Feinstein said double ring ceremony, it's not proper, right? Why? Because it has the appearance and people think that what she's doing is part of the acquisition of the kiddushin. I give you a ring and you, double ring ceremony, basically I give you a ring and you give me a ring. I give the woman a ring, the woman gives me a ring under the chuppah. Right? If a man wants to get a ring and the woman wants to give him a ring after, that's not a problem. That's not part of the ceremony. When it's done, it's part of the ceremony. Moshe said that it would still be chal, because it's really nothing. But since it looks like that, and it looks like that's what you're presenting, that it has to be done in this way, so it shouldn't be done. Not proper to do it that way. Okay? But this second sheet that seems to be saying, no, when you say it like that, that's the lashon that you're presenting. I'm your husband, and then you're my wife, and I'm your husband, and that's the way this kinyan is taking place. V'lo nehira. The Shulchan says, I don't really hear that. I don't think that's a problem. Why? Devadi im mikodim omar harini isheich, v'achagach omei harat ishti, have a suffic condition. Fine. Maybe if you'll say, I'm your husband, and you're my wife. So that's fine, that's a suffix. I can understand why that's a suffix. Because first you said one thing that's not right, but then you went ahead and you said the right thing. So fine, that's a suffix. But he says, if you say, lehefech, you say first, you're my wife and I'm your husband, he holds, Aruch HaShulchan says, that's definitely good kiddushin. Harihim kiddushin vadoyin. Definitely good kiddushin.
It's definitely good if you say,
you're my wife is the proper thing to say. He holds that
you're my wife and I'm your husband.
He holds that that's definitely good. And the flip would be a safek, and he says there's another sheet that holds that even where you said you're my wife and I'm your husband, that that's a question. He says, I don't understand why it's a question. Why should it be a question? You said the right thing, and then you just added something else.
So he doesn't see the final statement
as part of the statement. Your statement's finished. Once you say what you're supposed to say, that's it. Right? It's, I don't know, whatever they do, the flag, whatever they throw in when you get a touchdown. Throw the flag, they put up the marker, I'm not, really, it's waved, whistle's blown. That's it, it's finished. Now, right after you do that, who cares? So you do one of those dances, that's not part of the, right? That's not part of the play anymore. That's something else. Same thing over here. You say, Hareyat Mikudashas, or Hareyat Ishti, whatever you say, Hareyat Lila Intu, some lesson like that, Hareyat Mirusasi. Whatever you say, that's indicative of you taking her. And then you add in, oh, and by the way, I'm also your husband. Doesn't matter. As soon as you finish speaking, that's it. It's over. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan is learning. The other sheet apparently is saying, no, that once you present a dibor, an amira, that has another component, it becomes part of the amira. It becomes part of what you're presenting. And it looks like it's taking place with you doing part and her doing part.
Why does he have a problem with saying the other one first?
Why is it a suffix?
Yeah.
Because
why
that's not
see that one as
a suffix, because that's not the right lashon what you said first.
So he goes by what you said first.
Yeah, what you say first, if it's what you say first is proper, then it's definitely good. If what you say first is not proper, then he says it's at least a suffix. Why? Because maybe I could correct it with what I said right after. Maybe I say no, that my action stops as soon as I said the wrong thing and I have to do it over. But let me just continue a little bit. Now he gives a raya. The harib kiddushin toch kedei dibor gam kein eno yachol lachzor bo. Afagav v'yishom dezer rak l'chumra. Right. Let's say I do kiddushin. I do a proper kiddushin, and I say, I know, I was just kidding. Never mind. Right? Hariyam kiddush asli b'tabazu kedas Moshe Yisrael. And I say, oh no, just I'm just kidding. Never mind. I thought better of it. Right? So he says you can't do that. So what is that? A raya to what? Even though it's a chumrah, but
you can't take it back.
No backs. No backs. Even Tokid Ibor, right. Even Tokid Ibor. He says, even though it's a chumrah, you come makom. Zehu kishachozim e kedushin. That's what you want to be chozer. Right? Ain't a yochel lachzer bo. Afal gav diyishom nizor rakel chumrah. You come makom. Zehu kishachozim e kedushin. Avo behosif al lashon e kedushin. Have a kedushin v'adai. Certainly good kedushin. Va'od. The das harbe mea post and that feel the kula on minon kain. The toch kedei dibor be kedushin have kala acher kedei dibor. When it comes to kedushin, you can't call back. It's like, because it's over. There is no such thing as toch kedei dibor in the kedushin. Once the mice is over, it's over. It's not like. It's not like an. It's just like an amira, right? I said harei am kedush lebe tabazu kedas Moshe Yisrael. I put it on her finger. That's it. Even within Tokid Dibra, I would say, I'm taking that back, I changed my mind. No. So you see that it's over. There is no such thing as Tokid Dibra. Tokid Dibra is only where you have an Amira, which is somewhat ongoing. This is it, it's finished. What's that? What did you say?
It's a metaphor for what marriage is like.
What's that, no backs? You're not even married, what are you saying? You shouldn't be so cynical so early on. Got time for that, yeah. I'm not saying that from experience, of course, I'm just saying.
A couple of weeks ago.
Old mice in West Hempstead, fell that's not much older, right? Is your age?
You're older?
Yeah. Okay, so what is he, 22? Mice Shahaya Kahaya. And Rav Moshe actually has a tshuva about this. I don't know if it's about that particular case, but Rav Moshe has a tshuva about something very similar. In that case, all the details? Something that was, I think, some kind of fair or something. It's unclear. Like one of those booths, some kind of fair. Marriage booth. But in this case, the guy was at a bas mitzvah or bar mitzvah celebration, and he was a kid. And he took something from the table that was likely worth a shalav pruta, and he gave it to her. And he said something, like that, so along those lines. And there were people around. There were Aiden.
Oh boy.
So, what's that? Yeah, she took it. Right? So the short version of the story was that Rabbi Kelmer, who was involved with that particular question, told them that based on his understanding of everything that happened, it was not a good kiddushin. but that he left open the possibility that someone else might look at it and say, yeah, it was a good kiddushin. And if this girl would ever marry someone else whose Rebbe said that's a good kiddushin, then she's going to need a get. Right now, you know, as far as he's concerned, she doesn't need a get. If they, right? But it could be. But she's sort of living over, you know, with her over her head that if she ever finds a kohen whose Rebbe feels is a good kiddushin, it would be a big problem. I don't know the girl.
She's four.
I just know the kid was in my shir. The boy was in my shir in high school, and I once invited the guys over to my house for I don't know if it was Purim or Hanukkah, and there was a question who's coming, who's not coming, and the guys would joke around. They said, "Oh, why don't you come with your wife?" So I just thought he had a girlfriend. I didn't really know though. So he had a girlfriend. I said, "Yeah, come with your wife." So after he says to me, "Do you know the whole story?" I said, "No, I just thought you had a girlfriend." He said, "No," and he told me the whole story. But it's a real, what's that?
They probably make that joke all the time.
Yeah, I didn't know that. They apparently that was the going joke. I didn't know the circumstances,
so,
but it wasn't a joke.
He gave her a get?
This case? No, the Rabbi Kalman told
me. In West Hampstead.
No, Rabbi Kalman told me he didn't have to give her a get because he felt it wasn't a good kiddushin. I don't know exactly his whole cheshbon why. But again, you need kasher edim, and you need proper das. It could be maybe there was no kasher edim. I don't know his whole question.
Maybe edim would develop amnesia.
You know, if they all thought it was a joke, the question is, if they all thought, you know, did anyone take it seriously? Yeah. That's also part of the cheshbon. Did anyone really there take it seriously? Did they all think it was a joke? No one really thought it was a real thing. Right? The edim have to really think it's a real thing. All right, that's not for now. In any event, he concludes here with saying that there's no such thing as tokei dibor when it comes to kiddushin, right? The das harim poskim afilu l'kul arminan havi kalachar. It's kalachar even with toch. But I'm asher kosos simem tassel im amar rak hareini isheich. But if you only say hareini isheich, I'm your husband. Afilu kitcha b'shtar because about the harei amikudashesli einam kiddushin kimo beget. And that's a good segue into the guest next case. So what does the Orach HaShulchan conclude with over here? He says, if you say to her, I'm your husband, Hareini Isheich, and then you give her a shtar, and in the shtar it says, Hareyat Mekudeshes, that he says, I agree, that's not good. That's not good. Even though it's recited in the shtar, that Hareyat Mekudeshes, since you said something that's wrong, you...
It says, Kamo Beget, like get?
Yeah. Like get. So let's
be contrary with the Tosef Ritzin.
So let's see now. Let's see what the din is by get. All right? Is that clear? Just the facts are a little clear? Now, what's the din by get? The Gemara, you remember, says, V'chein begerishin. V'chein begerishin. What does V'chein mean?
So too.
V'chein means, and so too with regard to gerishin. Now, the question is, what? What's the so too by gerishin? All right? So hopefully everyone got a chance to see a little bit of the Me'iri and the... and the Tosos Rid. Let's just run through it quickly together, and we'll see if we can try to explain. We'll start with the Me'iri. Okay, we'll start with the Me'iri. The Me'iri is in the Kovetz. 5-8. Someone want to read? Again, there are some terms here that are more unique to Gittin and to Galachs of Gittin. We're not going to get so bogged down on those issues. But for the moment,
which one is
the base? The basic yisod over here.
Begerishin is that?
Begerishin. Okay. Yeah, begerishin. Someone want to read? Yeah, Dr. J. It's 5-8. Dibra maskel begerishin. You can find it. Yes.
Amar la harayat mashulachat, harayat megureshet, harayat muteret lechol adam, harayza.
Right.
Ve'en kan yadayin she'en mochichot.
Right. There's no uncertainty. It's 100% clear. There's no problem over there.
Ve'afalpi shelo amar mimeni.
Okay. So now, one second. Here's where he's bringing the comparison. Right. We said if a man says to a woman, Hareyat mekudeshes, and he doesn't say li, right? Hareyat mekudeshes, doesn't say li. What's the problem?
So you don't know that it's him.
That's, you don't know who he means. What do we call that? Yadayim she'ena mochichos. We say it could be him. It could be his mishaleah. Right? We don't know. Is he intending to be mekadesh her for himself, or is he telling her that he's being mekadesh her for someone else? It's yadayim she'ena mochichos. Yes, that's an open halacha. In the next the beginning of the second parak, someone has the gemara open. Just take a quick look. right? You could send the shaliach to the first mishnah, second para. Ha'ish mekadesh, bo u'b'shlucho. Nice and loud.
Ha'ish mekadesh, bo u'b'shlucho, ha'isha.
No, no, sorry. Ha'ish mekadesh, bo u'b'shlucho. Man can mekadesh a woman by himself or by sending an agent. Ha'isha miskadeshas, bo u'b'shlucho. She could accept the kiddushin herself, or she could send her agent.
Now, when you speak to the agent, are you no longer saying Harei Ad? You're saying Harei
right,
name.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't say if the agent is giving the kiddushin for the master, he's not going to say Harei Ad Mekadeshes Li.
No, no. But and then what about her agent?
Yeah.
Oh, right. The language would have to be different. The language would have to be different. Here, yeah. I'm giving this kiddushin so that your mistress is whatever the lashon is. Right. Right. Whatever. So and so is mikudashes to so and so. Right. Go ahead. You want to finish that mishnah up or not?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay, so just the first issue in the Gemara raises over there, just to touch on it, because you got already to the Mishnah. Once you know that a man could be Mekadesh himself, I'm sorry, once you know that he could do it with a Shaliach, why do you have to tell me he could do it himself? Right, if I tell you you could do a Shaliach, isn't it obviously you could do it yourself? What's the bigger Kiddush? Bigger Kiddush is you tell you could do a Shaliach. So if I tell you you could do a Shaliach, why do you tell you could do it yourself? So the Gemara says a Yisod, and it's not just over here, it's in general. We say, Mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho. And whatever that means, it's subject to discussion in the Shonim, why it's better. But when I could do a mitzvah and I could do it myself, or I could use a shaliach to do the mitzvah, even though at the end of the day I'm going to get the kiyum because the mitzvah is credit to me, but mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucho. Somehow it's a higher level of performance where I choose to do it myself rather than send a shaliach. All right? Anyway, that's, like I said, a little bit off topic. Getting back to our issue over here. Getting back to our issue of the get, so the Meiri says, certainly if a guy says to a woman, Hareyat migurashas, right, mishlechas, and so on and so forth, even though he doesn't say mimeni, doesn't say mimeni, doesn't say from me, that's still not yadayim she'ena mochichos. There's no uncertainty there. Right? Well, what's the possibility? I walk over to the woman that I happen to be married to and I say, you're divorced. What else can she possibly think? Right? It doesn't mean anything else. Divorce is only as between husband and wife. You can't divorce someone else's husband, someone else's wife. Right? Right.
Im lo katavu beget v'din de yehavei lechi
minoi, right? If you don't write those words in the get, that's part of the text of the get. Kemoshi yisbar mimkomo, like will be discussed over there. V'afal pishim min asugyinir shekidushin v'gerishin v'chadamachta lo hikshu. I'm sorry, v'chadamachta. From our Gemara, it seems like the Gemara is comparing the two of them together and saying if what fails for kidushin should also fail for gerishin. He's saying, no, that's not true. It's not
lo hikshu, like hekesh?
Lo hikshu, they didn't ask. The Gemara's kasha over here, when the Gemara asked, hey, what are you talking about? Right? When Rav Papa said we have a problem here, he was only talking about kiddushin. He was only talking about kiddushin, not gerushin.
Right.
Lo hikshu, elo mishal kiddushin. How do you know that? Ukumosha tirates, bahachab mayaskinon. I don't mean to run away with it, Dr. J. Take
it. Oh, okay. You went through another line.
Yeah, the Amar law.
The Li.
The Gemara says, you see, he said Li. Kachi shita seini. Right? So what is he saying? He's saying the problem would only be where we didn't say Li, or we didn't say Mimeni, they're not necessarily analogous, says the Meiri.
Oh, saying Li Dafka Li, Mashain Ke Mimeni.
That's right. That's what he's saying. How do I know that, says the Meiri? Because the Gemara is answering from Hachab Mayaskin, and you say Li. Meaning you're only answering from a case of Kiddushin. You're not answering from a case of Gershin. So it must be that Gershin was not a concern. Was not a concern. Okay? That's one shita. Right? Enoklum, meaning it's not a good get.
Yeah.
It's not an effective gerushin. Others say that just like by kiddushin it's no good, so too by gerushin it's no good. And he says to me, I don't agree with that. Right, veino nireli. I don't agree with that. It doesn't seem, doesn't make sense to me. Period.
Aval, im amar, eini ba'alech, eini ishech, eini arusech, v'nir'e lomar, shekach hu katuv beget, ein kan beit mechush.
Right, ein kan beit mechush, af l'reich haget. If you write the get properly, Kehogan, right? Good. So now what happens? You give the get, and then you say, I'm not your husband. What does the Meir say about that?
It's not
a psal. Why? It's not a psal. Ain't a psalto. Why?
Because it's written about
get reach.
Shenetinat haget ena tzricha lasum amira.
Lashum amira.
Lashum amira.
Good. So let's stop there for 1 second. Mm-hmm. What's the Meiri saying?
Since amira is not necessary for get, it can't be used as a psul.
Good.
He's saying, if what you he's give saying, a get, you don't need
when
a
giving the get, he doesn't have to say anything.
Good.
Except here is your get.
Right. So what do you have to say? You have to have that lashon. Where is the lashon necessary?
In the get.
In the get. So once I have the get written properly, it can't be a psul when I say, I'm not your husband. Right? Because the so what's the Meiri really saying? That the requirement of language is only a function of that which gets you out of the marriage. And what gets you out of the marriage? What gets the woman out of the marriage? It's the get. So the necessity for the lashon to be appropriate is only where? In the instrument that is the thing that's kores, the thing that releases her, the thing that divides the marriage. That's where the lashon has to be appropriate, has to be accurate. What is that? It's the get. What he says along with the get is nothing. There's no requirement to say anything. Right? So according to the Meiri, if I give a get that's proper and I say, I'm not your husband, nothing, not a problem, it's a good get. The woman knows it's a get. Woman got the get. The get is 100% kosher, and it's fine. Why? Because there's no requirement of Amira. Why is there no requirement of Amira? Because the get speaks for itself. The get is what's kores, not my Amira. Let's see a little further, because now we go to the other Shita. Does everyone see that? You understand what we're saying about the Meiri? Right? The Meiri holds there's no chiv of Amira. Why? Because the Amira has nothing to do with the get. Amira has nothing to do with Gerishin. Gerishin is a function of one thing. The get. It's a function of the get. If the get is kosher, it doesn't matter what I said, as long as the woman knows that she's getting a get. All right, let's read a little further.
There was two reasons so far why it would be okay.
What do you mean?
To not say leave.
No, now he's talking about many. He's talking about the get now.
Right. So that's what I meant.
Right, because Amir is not necessary. Since Amir is not necessary, and he's taking a step further. He's saying, not only is it not necessary, that if you didn't say Mimeni, it would still be good. I'll tell you more than that. Even if you said something that was not good, forget about if you make a statement that's not 100% clear. Right? You just say, Hareyat mu, you know, mushlachas. He says, I'll tell you more than that. You say, Eini Isheikh. That's not a problem either. Why? Because I don't need the Amir altogether. But if I write that in the get, instead of writing, V'din dehavi lichi minoi, that you'll be unto yourself, that's a problem. Because the lashon that functions for a gerushin has to be the lashon of the instrument.
Minai means
from me, yeah. That's Aramaic. Yeah, that's Aramaic.
I didn't know that.
Right, you say that in the ksuba also. You promise to give the woman from all your belongings, even me the glima me'al kaspoi. Oh, it's not the same lashon. Right, it's not the same lashon. Never mind. I take it back.
But the other side holds that you have to say.
I'll say that's the next thing. He's going to state the other sheet to hold the other way. Right. Right. Kemoshe nevar lamata. Right. He says it's going to come up again, this discussion, when we discuss the sugya of medaber ima. He says, but there is a shita that says there is a requirement of amira in the context of gerushin. Afil nichtav beget kohogan. Good. What does that mean?
That even if it's written in the get properly,
right?
Everything that he said at the time of giving it to her, it's eno kalum. It's nothing. That the get is invalid.
Good. So what do you see from that?
Oh, is it the Kesenval? I thought it was the Lashon. To the Lashon of the Shas Lasina.
No. Ain't no klum means that's it. You didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
You didn't do anything. Why didn't you do anything?
So by saying this invalid statement, he invalidates the
whole process. The whole process of Gerishin now has been undermined. Why? Because it's the other Yesh Mefarshim, those that argue with him. In that fancy meiri that you have there, does he say who the Yesh Mefarshim are? Is there a footnote?
I think it was around. Or Ben Lita.
So what's the second sheet that's saying over here? Second sheet is saying no. Amira is part of it. Amira is very much a part of the Gerishin. And once we say it's part of the Gerishin, even though the get on its face is 100% kosher, the fact that I incorporated along with my Nesina of the get a statement that's void, that's invalid, the whole process is out. It's not good. He doesn't like that personally. That's not the amhal he's taking. They're saying that the Yesh Mefarshim are understanding the relationship between the statement and the get as being so interrelated that even though the get is 100% proper, the statement goes along with the giving of the get, and it's not good. All right, let's go a little further. Right, let's say you give a shtar, it says Hareya Mikudashas. Do you need to say when you give it to her, you're Mikudashas? You write in the shtar, Hareya Mikudashas. Hareya Mikudashas Li.
According to him, no.
Right, you don't have to do that. And the truth is, that's the sheet of Rashi. Take a quick look at the beginning
that's
of the
passed,
right? Beginning of the Masechta. Look at Rashi, the very beginning of the Masechta. On the first omelet. How are you guys doing back there, okay? I think your Gemara was here, I saw it. Did you get it?
Is
it right there?
Right, it's a star kosei blah on the
R. This guy, Joni.
Oh, he's leaving?
Yeah.
Okay. Joni, okay? Okay. Kosev la ahaniyar, afal pishen hashav pruta, harei amikudashasli. But what? But no, there's no mention. There's no statement.
Right?
With kesef, it's Rashi bekesef b'shtar. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in Rashi on the first amud, right? Bekesef b'shtar. The first brice of the Gemara, no sin la kesef, o shav kesef ve'omer la. You give money and you say, harei amikudashas. Shtar, kosev la ahaniyar, when it comes to shtar, you write the text. You write the nusach in the shtar, and then you hand it over. But the Rashi doesn't make any mention of what? Of saying anything. Why? Because you don't have to. Because the shtar speaks for itself. That's what the Meir is saying. The document, when you're using a shtar, there is no requirement of Amira. Right? There is no requirement of Amira. Why? Because for the Meiri, the Amira is just there to give you the explanation of what you're doing. I can't put a ring in your hand and walk away and expect you to know that it's for Kiddushin. Unless, of course, we were speaking before. So if I give you a get that's kosher, and then I say something else, it doesn't matter, because I don't need the Amira. Why don't I need the Amira? Because the Shtar Gittin is what's Kores. Sefer is what's Kores. Same thing by the Shtar Kiddushin. It's the Shtar that's doing the Kiddushin. It's not the Amira that's doing the Kiddushin. The Amira is just there to lend some contextual background. So who cares? I don't have to say anything. Does everyone see that?
Why we don't let into
I'm just showing you that I'm just showing you that when the Meiri compares the Gerishin to Kiddushin, he's referring to the Shtar Kiddushin. There's three ways to effectuate Kiddushin, right? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. If I do Kiddushin with Kesef, I have to say, this money is for you to be Mekadeshes to me. I'm going to be Mekadesh you with this money. If I use a Shalva Kesef, I have to say, I'm going to be Mekadesh you with this Tabas, with this ring I do with, right? If we do kiddushin with bia, there's also some statement. His kachi liba bia zu. Now practically we don't do that, but if one was to do that, you'd have to say something. But when it comes to shtar, no, I write in the shtar. Harei at mikudashasli. With the shtar, no, I just hand it over.
But doesn't she have to know which one it is?
She opens up. She sees it. Says harei mikudashas.
I'm saying like it can't be enclosed.
I guess that's a good question. I mean, does she have to see what it is before she's getting it in the stomach? I guess you'd have to, in order to say that she's really mikudeshes, she'd have to know what she's getting. Right. Can't be a surprise, you know. Right. Too late, right? No. Okay, so let's get back to that. Does anyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
The Meiri is making a step by saying that just like by Gerishin and just like by the get of Gerishin, it's the get itself which functions to sever the relationship. and therefore no amir is necessary. And therefore it doesn't matter if you say wrong amir because it's irrelevant. It's nothing. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't detract because it's not needed. Language can only detract where it's necessary. But by a get, it's not necessary because the language is in the document. The same thing over here by the Shtar Kiddushin. Let's finish that, Meiri.
Ein lashon hakachat atzmo posalto.
Right, so when you use a Shtar Kiddushin, if you use a Shtar Kiddushin, it won't matter what you say when you get the Shtar Kiddushin. So let's say you say Hareini Ishech when you get the Shtar Kiddushin. It says Harei Mekudesh Asli in the Shtar. And then you say, here, take this, you know, and I'm your husband. What does he say? It's consistent.
What about Edom?
He's assuming that Edom are here.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, Edom.
Ki ha-kochas atzmo v'shiluach atzmo posa al derech shabiyanim. Right. It only passes where in the manner that we described, but l'shita seinu she'inu tzarcha mira. I'm just going back for a second. Kol shenichtav b'shtar kilchaso ein loshen hakachas atzmo pasalto. Hash kol shekosas b'shtar o b'shtar kiddushin kein hakachas atzmo v'shiluch atzmo posal derech shabayanu. If you write the shtar wrong, right, then it's going to be a problem. If you write the get saying I release you. I'm not your husband anymore. If that's what you write in the shtar, or you write in the shtar kiddushin, I'm your husband, that's a psul. But if the shtar is good, the amira is nothing. So it's lo ma'al v'lo morid. It's a very nice meiri. I mean, it's, you see the idea really is consistent through kiddushin, through gerushin. All right, let's just finish this up. This is now the second sheet, though. Right. Meaning, if the shtar is written kahogan, the shtar is written properly, say whether we're talking about the gerushin, say whether we're talking about the kiddushin, the shtar is written properly. What happens? Amiraso poselas. Right? Why? That's it. In other words, the other sheet is holding that once you say something that is demonstrative of doing the maisa wrong, right, it's not good. It's not good. Like the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara's conclusion is that it says ki yikach, and therefore you have to do kicha. Apparently, doing kicha, according to the sheet, means doing kicha not only in the act, but also in the amira. And the same thing with gerushin. If you give a get that's proper, but then you go ahead and you say an amira that's wrong, your act of gerushin is lacking. It's not an act of v'shilcha. Somehow it's deficient. Does anyone see that? It's very, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm more excited than anyone else, but it's like this amira. Right? Sometimes it happens.
This is what the argument is. Like,
so what's the argument?
It's really just a din argument of whether or not amir is necessary. Then just based on that, you'll have your...
Right, but what's the amir saying? The amir saying that when it comes to shtaros, the amira is not necessary at all because it's the shtar that's functioning.
Right.
The other sheet is saying, no, amira is necessary. There is a din of amira. And once there's a din of amira, it becomes part of the process, part of the ma'aseh of gerushin, part of the ma'aseh of kiddushin. And if that's the case, once it's deficient, the gerushin or the kiddushin are out. Now again, you could still clear a chakira here. You could still raise the question: what is it about the statement that's not good? Is it it's not good because there's a need for a statement and the statement's not good, or is there a need for the statement with the ma'isa? Right, that the ma'isa is colored by the statement, and therefore your ma'isa is no good. There's no nafka mina over here. The only nafka mina would be medabrima before, right? Like we said yesterday. In other words, at the end of the day, if you hold as an amira that's required and the amira is wrong, then your kiddushin is lacking or your gittin is lacking, depending upon what we're talking about.
But I think it makes more sense when you're dealing with shtar to not need a
second. To not need a amira.
Yeah, the other kesef isn't intrinsically, doesn't carry any message intrinsically, nor does bia, nor does,
Tabak. Keshav kesef. Right.
But a shtar is intrinsically... it carries content. So...
Right, so what do you see from that?
So Kiddushin and Gittin makes sense.
Miri makes sense.
Yeah.
Right, so what's the other side saying?
Amira is necessary.
The Maisa of handing
exactly.
over...
Exactly, with Amira, it's part of the Maisa. It's part of the Maisa. It's not there to explain, because you don't need an explanation. Right? It's not just a din in Amir Ba'alma, maybe. Maybe it's part of the whole etzem of Kiddushin and Gerushin, that there's a din of Amira that's part of
Wait,
the Maisa.
Because there's a din, there's Amira by get and by Kiddushin, or just
yeah.
by Kiddushin?
The other side?
But yeah, the other side. By get also, you said.
Yeah.
But how do you write in Shtar?
You write in the Shtar properly and you say the wrong thing, this sheet of holds, it's not good.
And that would be by any Shtar.
Well, at least by these two. I mean, it's hard to...
Any Shtar is in get and...
Right, either of those two Shtars. Right. Any of those two, right.
Exactly.
Okay, good. So let's see the RID. You guys get a chance to see the Tosis RID? Yeah? All right, then we'll take a look at the RID, and then you'll tell me what you think about the Rambam.
What page?
The Tosos RID is section 7, page 6. Section 7, page 6.
What in the back, huh?
You got it? Are you okay? Working it? Okay, someone want to read it? It's easy reading.
Can I read it?
Yes. Oof. Jumping at the opportunity. We like that. Okay, one second. Let's make sure everyone has the place. Does that one have the place who wants it? You, do you see it? It's,
Where was it in this one?
Right. First column on the right.
Yeah, just test that out. Is that that? Yep. It's not 7-6. Okay. Yeah, V'chein B'Gerushin. David, you got the place over there? Okay. V'chein B'Gerushin.
V'chein B'Gerushin. Amar la harei at mishulechet, harei at megureshet, harei at muteret l'kol adam, harei zo megureshet.
Right, that's the standard lashon. That's the proper lashon to use.
Kol ha-lashonot halehu, v'chein harei at
la'atzmei. What does that mean? Harei at la'atzmei. That's basically a Hebrew translation of the Aramaic. Yeah, you are unto yourself. What does that mean? You're unto yourself.
You were divorced.
You're free. You're free to do what you want. You're emancipated, right? You're a free agent. Do what you want. Whoa, slow. So what's it? Ain't sarich laomrom.
Right. You don't have to say those verbally.
Habal.
Bepe.
Not baal pe. It's.
Oh,
you gotta
by that.
No, slow.
I thought it was
just read the words. Just read the words. Ein sarach la'omrom ha-ba'al.
He doesn't have to say.
The ba'al does not have to say them.
Oh,
bipeh.
Right.
Okay.
I thought you said ba'al peh.
No, I said does not mean ba'al.
Oh, it does mean ba'al. Oh, that's not what the wizard in me.
No, he does not have, the ba'al does not have to recite any of these words.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bipeh, okay.
He doesn't have to verbalize.
He does not have to verbalize them.
Eile. Hayamar ha'chin pirushe amar liftov beget ka.
No, hay Omar, right? When it says in the Gemara, Omar, like he says these things. What does it mean, Omar? Ha'chin pirusha. This is what it means. This is what it means when we say Omar, right?
Amar liftov beget ka.
Right, Omar liftov beget ka. It means that you wrote it in the get this way. Good.
She'im beget.
Right. If it wasn't written this way,
Ma'il Diburo.
Eino Mo'il Diburo.
Words wouldn't help.
Sha'amar La Klon. If you have a get that's not written properly, it does not matter what you say. You will not be able to be Megarish the woman. You could say, Hareyat Megureshes, Hareyat La'atmech. If your get is deficient, it won't help. Why? And here he stresses the point.
Because that's as if it's nothing.
It's nothing. You did nothing. You're still married. Try again.
Divisifer.
Right.
Divisifer.
Miskareshes.
Miskareshet. Below bidvarim.
Stop. What does that mean?
Because
the Torah tells us how to divorce. How does the Torah say to divorce a woman?
Sebekitut.
With writing and not with things.
That's right.
Things,
it says exactly. It says v'kasa of law. Sefer krisos. V'nasan. V'yada. Right, you have to write this thing specifically. It has to be written. That's the way the Torah prescribes that the gerushin take place through the writing of a get. So that's what the Tosfos Rid says. It says, "How did the Torah tell you to do it? Sefer miskarashas, sefer krisos, the get, but not bidvarim. What's bidvarim?
Actions or words.
Dvarim is, you know, we think of dvarim as things, but dvarim, when you're talking, usually in Rishon, very often refers to dibor, speech, words. Lo bidvarim.
v'kivan shebeget hu ktav zeh lashon. And
since he has in the get zeh lashon, which lashon?
The
proper lashon, the good lashon. Ein sarich lo mar labe peh. Ela harei gitech v'sulo. He just has to tell her, here's your get. That's all he has to say. He doesn't have to say, you're divorced, you're released, you're to self, nothing. She just has to know she's getting get, and that's it. She doesn't have to recite anything as far as the gerushin goes. Right?
Right.
So who's this like?
Like the Miri.
He's like the Miri. He's like the first tzad, his own shita in the Miri. All right, let's just finish it up a little bit.
I'm sorry, where
Kitnan.
Kitnan bekama masnisen,
or masnayasa.
It's like in a lot of different places.
The Lord dami get lekedushin.
Now what about the comparison? V'chein begershin. V'chein begershin makes it sound like it's they're equatable. Kedushin and gershin. So he says, well, let's slow down now. What I just told you says that's in terms of gershin. The Lord dami get lekedushin. Why?
The get halashon katuv betocho.
One second, when it comes to a get, the lashon is where?
Inside.
It's in it. The hilkach. What does hilkach mean?
Therefore.
And if we had no need to say anything bepeh.
Ela hareze get.
Hareze gitech, and that's it. Just as a tell, here's your get.
The imlohi akatu betacho, v'amar lo bepeh enokum, the sefer be.
But you know, you need a sefer. You need a get. So if you just say something, you said the right lashon, but it wasn't in the get, it would not be anything. You did not do anything.
Good. And with the kesef, there's nothing said with the kesef, and so he needs to say with his words,
say the right lashon. Right. Good. Good. Let's say he does that. Let's say he gives her the money. Here's your kiddushin.
Right.
Just like he says when he gives her the get, hareze gite. He says, here's your kiddushin. That's nothing. Why?
Because
it doesn't mean anything. It's not enough. Right. Not only is with whom.
It's not a lashon of marriage.
It's not a lashon of marriage. It's not a lashon of kiddushin. It just said the only reason why hareze gite is good is because the lashon of gershin is in the get. When it comes to the kesef, this is what you were saying before. This is exactly what you were saying before. Money in and of itself is nothing. Right? I gave you money doesn't mean I did a Maisa Kedushin. It could be anything. The only thing that makes it a Maisa Kedushin is that it comes together with a statement, with this money, I'm Mekadesh you. So you need that. You can't say, here's your Kedushin. That's not an action of Kicha. It has to be a Kicha. All right, keep going.
Kivan she'en katuv bo davar. The Kedushin hu lashon ha Kedushin.
Hektesh, right? It's a general reference to something being designated.
Hektesh.
Right? It's just a general language. It means a lot of different things.
Okay.
Here's your hektesh. Well, what does that mean? Nothing.
Hektesh.
This doesn't mean anything. This is your hektesh.
Hilkach.
Good. Now, last line. This is key.
Okay. Ah, in kitcha
b'shtar.
Katan b'tacho. Hare amekudeshet li. Amar la b'pe. Hare ze kedushet. Kemo. Hare ze gitech.
That's fine.
That's fine. Wait, not only fine. It's necessary.
Yeah, he said.
I think what he means is it's enough if you did that. Meaning, if you didn't say Hareyat Mekudashas, it's fine. All you have to say is, here's your Kedushin. That's what he's saying. Right? He's saying you don't have to have the additional requirement.
As if you were saying Harez
Gitech. Right, just like when you give the get, you just say Harez Gitech, and that's sufficient. And you don't need to say Hareyat Mekudashas. So too, over here, with the get, with the shtar
Kedushin.
This is just like the Meiri. This is just like the Meiri, right? But it's more Mufurat, I would say. It's more spelled out over here.
Yeah.
It's really what you say. You see, the way the Tosis read is understanding the role of Amira in the Gittin and in the Kedushin. When it comes to get, because
what would the other side say? The Amira side, you know, the people that
right.
consider Amira something. What would they say about writing the incorrect thing in the get? But saying the correct.
No, that's still not good. No one would say that's
they
good.
They would also agree.
They have to, because it's not Amira by itself. Even right. The side that says there is an Amira is only part of Gershin. Right? You can't do an end run around the Torah's formulation. Right? The Torah says Sefer Krisos. That's minimally what you have to do. Now the question is there an additional requirement of Amira? Yes or no? Well, maybe. Right? And even if it is, now the question is how much of part of the Geirushin is it? The Mir says there's no requirement to follow. This other sheet, this Yesh Mefarshim, they're saying no, it's part of the process. It's part of the process enough that it's a problem. What's
the page you're reading again?
7-5. 7-8, maybe? 7-6?
It's 5 something.
7. Is it 7-8? Okay, let's just for a moment, just take a quick look at this Rambam, okay? Can we just do that quickly? The Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin. I'll read it since I see not everyone has a Rambam out. It's okay, we don't really have that much time. I'll read the Rambam, unless someone else wants to read it.
Was it in here?
No. Okay, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin. Two Rambams. Tell me where the Rambam falls in, okay? You tell me which side.
Wait, you know where it is?
The Rambam?
He says where it is.
There's two Rambams.
Oh,
one is
Perek
Aleph Halacha Dalet, and one is.
Are we doing what he says?
Oh, that's Rambam that he cites. I honestly didn't take a close enough look. Oh, you'll tell me which. Okay. Tell me after which.
I'll check.
It's Yud. It's footnote Yud. Footnote Yud, in that version. Okay, so the Rambam's lashon is like this. This is Perek Aleph and Hilchos Geirushin Halacha Dalet. Ketzad. How does he divorce her? Okay, everyone listening. Kasav la harei at mishuleches, harei at migurashes, harei at laatzme, harei at muteres lechaladam, v'chayotzi b'zeh, ha'inyan, harei zu migurashes. V'gufal shall get, harei at muteres lechaladam. Avalim kasav la eini ba'aleich, eini aruseich, eini isheich, ein zeget, sh'ne'amar v'shilcha, v'lo shishalach et atzmo. V'kena kosav l'ishto, harei at bat chorin, eino get. If you're writing the get, a lashon that's no good, the get's no good. But what is the Rambam saying about the requirement of Amira? Again, Ketzad. He has to do something here. Kasav lo hareat mishulechas, hareat migureshes, hareat la'atzmei, hareat muteres, l'chaladam, akiyotzu da'inyan, harei zu migureshes. That's kasav lo. V'gufal shall get, hareat muteres, l'chaladam. Avlim kasav lo harei ni ba'alei. This is all talking about what? Kasav. Kasav. All those lashonas are kasav. Then later, in Halacha Yid Aleph, the Rambam says again, HaMagarish Tzarech Sheyomer Lo Kishayitim Laget Harei Zagitech. What do you have to say?
Harei
Zagitech. Oh, Hu Gitech. V'kayotze b'zeh. V'im Nosam B'yodav Lo Omar Klum Harei Zaget Pasa. Now it's true. The Rambam requires, see maybe that's what the Meiri, the editor of the Meiri is referring to. The Rambam requires some statement, but what statement?
This is your get.
Now we have some connection to yesterday. What about if you were yesterday, you were talking, or not yesterday, we were talking about yesterday, but let's say 10 minutes before, you're talking about the prospect of getting divorced. You know, I think we should really get divorced.
And then
a few minutes later, you give her the shtar, and you don't say, Harei Zagitech. So when the Rambam says you need a mirror, what kind of a mirror is he talking about?
Just clarify.
Just so she knows what she's getting.
Yeah.
Right? Just so she knows what she's getting. You give her a get, and you say, Harei Zagitech. If she knows what she's getting, you don't even have to say that. The Rambam never requires anything to be said as far as Geirushin goes. Harei Zagitech would not be a release. You can't divorce someone saying, Harei Zagitech.
Harei Zagitech with a star.
Only with a star. Because the Geirushin is in the star.
It's strange because once she gets it, it's there. You know, you see it, you read it, it's
good. So why do you have to even say Harei Zagitech?
Maybe this is something that he wrote up for another person. He's like, just check it over, edit it, make sure it's correct. I just haven't put your name in it.
Mike is asking, why do I care if I say Harei Zagitech or not? In a second, she'll open up and she'll see what it is.
No, but meaning like, well, you specify.
You have to make a statement to the woman in such a way that she knows what she's getting is a get. You don't have to make a statement of divorce. You have to say Harei Zagitech. Unless she knows what she's getting, in which case you don't have to say anything.
So now his question is?
So then it has to be that she knows what, meaning that's why you have to say anything.
Why she knows what she's getting is his question?
That's Mikey's question. I'm saying just from this Rambam, what do you say about the requirement of an Amira in terms of Geirushin?
Well, does she have to be able to read it? Let's say, like...
Well, one second.
Because maybe it's just, she just has to know what it is. She's gonna have to read it. Like,
get is chal, even if she doesn't read it. Is that what you mean?
Meaning, yeah, yeah. As long as she knows that she's, that's a get that she's getting.
That's a good question, whether she has to know or not. I didn't get to do it, but there's a Balmor over here. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. Balmor and Gittin, which seems to say the woman doesn't even have to know that she's getting a get, as long as the Edom know that she's giving a get.
Isn't that completely complicated?
That's, yeah, a little bit of a problem of Arei Zagite. But again, these are more tangential questions than issues. I'm just asking one question. What does the Rambam hold about the requirement of Amira in the context of Gershon? Is there a requirement of Amira?
No.
No, there is no requirement of Amira. When you hold as a requirement of Amira, what does a requirement of Amira mean? It means that you have to say a Lashon of Gershon. The Rambam doesn't say anything about saying a Lashon of Gershon. It's Arei Zagite. Okay, why? Then we have to say the next question. But that's not Gershon. So what would the Rambam say if you, again, he doesn't openly address this, but what would the Rambam say about a case where he gave the get and then you said something about I'm not your husband? What would we say that the Rambam holds
on?
Should be okay. Should be okay, right? Why? Because it seems to be like the Miri. That's not necessary. Yeah, let me just end with this last halacha and the Rambam, and maybe we'll set the stage for tomorrow's discussion. The Rambam has this case. Omer la'edim ru'u get sha'ani no sein lo. Shows this is the case we spoke about before. Shows the Edim, he says, look at this get, I'm about to give it to my wife. Edim know he's about to give a get. And then he says, V'chazav Amar lo, kinsi shtar chov zeh. He says, here, take this shtar chov, take this IOU. When he says to the woman,
I owe you a get.
No, he's not telling her it's a get. He's saying, here, take this take this lottery ticket, right? Take this promissory note. She takes it. She doesn't know what it is. Sha'arei hodiya se Edom shenosnu b'toras gerushin. It's good because he told the Edom he's giving it for gerushin.
The purpose of the Edom is, according to some, to make sure that she knows what's going on. That's the purpose of the Edom.
So apparently she's not like that.
And the Rambam is not like that.
It's not just the Rambam. I mean, it seems to be the others understand it that way also. It's the Rambam
going
to get this.
Going against what you just said before.
So that's the question. How does this work out with the next halacha? Sheyomer kishitin lahaget hareza gitech. How do we reconcile these two halachos?
So you had to say Harei Zagiteich, and that you can say it's a...
Yeah. If the Rambam requires in the normal setting that I say Harei Zagiteich, what's the purpose of that, if not to let the woman know that it's a get? Right? Now, in the previous halacha, the Rambam says that I could basically tell the woman it's an IOU as long as the Edom know.
This is for get or for Kiddushin, or both?
This is just for get now.
Oh.
Somebody's got it.
Just for get.
That wouldn't be permissible by Kiddushin, to say something.
No. You can't dupe a woman into marrying.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No. Does anyone hear the question?
Somebody's got to know.
There's two halachas here, one right after the other. Amar la'edim re'uza get shani nosein la v'chazav amar la. Tell her kinsi shtar chozeh hariza kasher. Why? Shaharei hodiya sa'edim shenosnu b'toras gerushin. Because you told the edim that's good enough. Even though she doesn't know what she's getting, she'll see in a minute. The next halacha, the Rambam says hamagareish shtar shi'omar la kishiyitin la get hariza giteich.
Wait a second. But now. Let's say in that case, you told the Edom that it was a lottery ticket, and you're telling her that it's a...
Where? In the next case?
No, in this case, where he says that you have to tell her that it's a get. But let's say you told them that it's a lottery ticket. Meaning, if he says that...
The Edom don't know. No, you don't have to know. At least the Edom has to know.
So if the Edom know already, then you don't even have to tell her that it's a get. Meaning...
I understand. That's the first halacha. So I'm asking, what's the pshat in the second halacha? Why do you have to tell her Arei Zagiteich?
It's more for himself in some way. I don't know what way, but it sounds like it's more for himself.
Does she have to know? No, it seems like she doesn't have to know. In the first case, she doesn't have to know.
In the second case, she does have to know.
In the second, the next halacha, the Rambam says, when you give the get, you have to tell her Arei Zagiteich, or that's your get.
Maybe that if you didn't tell the Edom beforehand that you're giving her a get, so that this way the Edom has to know.
What's that? Sounds like she has to know. In the first halacha, he openly says she doesn't have to know. I'm just... Well, it's not. Yeah, it seems to be some type of steer.
Obviously, it's not a steer.
Right. Obviously, it's not. We have to try to explain the difference between these two halachos.
Maybe the second
the first
one is
really... you give it to her, and the Edim see you give.
The Edim know that it's a get. That's good enough.
You just hand it over.
And I give it over. She doesn't even know. She thinks it's something else. Next halacha, the Rambam says, no, there's a requirement that you have to say, this is your get.
Well, maybe that's only if you didn't tell the Eidim beforehand.
Maybe
that's for the Eidim. It's for the Eidim.
I have to tell her for the Eidim? Harei ze giteich.
Right. But meaning so that everybody knows that it's a get, because you didn't go over the Eidim beforehand and say that. But if you went over the Eidim beforehand, then you don't have to tell her. You can tell her it's anything else.
No, I'll tell you why you could see that it's for her. It's for her because when you was medabri ima al iske gita, and then you can say anything, it's still good. Why is it still good? Because she knows what she's getting. So what do you see from this halacha? That the Rambam requires that she, on some level, that she knows what she's getting. Is everyone with me?
Yeah.
I'll say it one more time. You're not with me. It's two halachas here, one right after the other. Obviously, we just have to understand them more appropriately. But they seem, on their face, to be contradictory. The first halacha of the Rambam says, if I hold up a get, and I show the Eidim, this is my get, I'm about to give it to my wife. And then I take and I say, here, dear, take this IOU. Take this promissory note. Right? And she takes it. She's divorced. Why is she divorced? Because the Eidim knew that I was giving it as a get. The Eidim knew that my intent was to be a marriage. The very next halacha, the Rambam says, when you give a wife a get, you have to tell her, here's your get. And if you're quiet and you don't say anything, it's no good. But if you spoke to her about it before, and then you give it to her quietly, it's good. Why? Oh, because she knows why she's getting it. So what do you see from the second halacha? Then on some level, the woman has to know what she's getting. See. On the first halacha, the Rambam says she doesn't have to know what she's getting. Is that clear?
I mean, that's back and see the first halacha differently?
One of them has to be understood differently, or maybe the role of Harei Zagitech has to be understood more clearly. Right? Or maybe it's just the klotz kasha. Maybe it's not a good question at all. Alright? So Blina will pick up with this tomorrow. And there's also a little balamor over here in Gittin. Maybe we'll do that also. And then the next major sugya, I thought we'd get to it tomorrow, but maybe we'll take one more day, is the whole sugya of Yadayim Shenim Alchichos. We'll spend some time with that. Not just a Gittin and Kiddushin issue. It's really a Shas issue. Okay? Shkoyach, fellas.